This week's message I've called Willful Ignorance, and it comes from Proverbs 1, verses 20 through 33. And it's kind of a lengthy passage, so I just recommend reading that whole thing because I've only got about 5 minutes on here. But I'm just going to kind of pull out certain passages that make my point. And it starts off, "Wisdom shouts in the street. She lifts her voice in the square. At the head of the noisy streets, she cries out." And the thing that jumps out at me there is how available wisdom is, that God doesn't hide wisdom and make it impossible for us to find. It says it's right there, out there in the middle of the busy street. But that's the problem, is it's a busy street. And a lot of times, you know, we need the discretion to kind of quiet some of those other noises so we can discover what that wisdom is. So I guess maybe it does take a bit of work, and you need to kind of seek it out, but it's not impossible to find. I think that's the point. It's right out there, and anyone who wants to find wisdom can find wisdom. Verse 22 says, "How long, O naive ones, will you love being simple-minded?" You know, that reminds me of when Peter said they willingly are ignorant. And I think that's a big problem, is people are willfully ignorant. That we can be, that there's wisdom out there, like I said, and anyone can find it. But for some reason, people don't want to find it. And I think it goes back to pride that I've mentioned on past messages, that we think we know best. And, you know, look how that's gotten us when it comes to, like, take just a couple areas, the area of sexuality and of money. You know, sexuality, just look how it's so pervasive in our society. And, you know, we think that we know best, and we just trust, you know, if it feels good, do it. But then, you know, look what ends up happening. You know, you have diseases that are spread. You have these, you know, hookup culture that we have. You have, like, hearts that are broken because of relationships that are broken up, and there are bonds that are formed when you have sex, and then you have children out of wedlock. It just goes on and on. When we get away from the wisdom that God clearly has laid out in Scripture of the way sexuality should be between a man and a woman in a married, committed relationship that's lifelong, and that's wisdom. And then the same thing with money or any other thing we can look at. Proverbs verse 29 says why people don't seek wisdom. It says they did not choose the fear of the Lord. And that goes back to that pride. They didn't, we don't recognize that God is in control. We don't have that awe and reverence that I've talked about in the past of the Lord. And we don't, if we don't have that fear, that awe and reverence of the Lord, and we're selfish, we're not going to find the wisdom. Verse 33 says, "But he who listens to me shall live securely and will be at ease." Now, that's the biggest thing to do, is to realize that everything's in God's hands, that we put all of our lives in the Lord's hands and trust what he says and seek out his will in the word. And he also reveals wisdom in his creation. If we put our lives in the Lord, we have the fear and reverence for the Lord and submit to God and learn from him, then we will find that wisdom. Because like I said, it's out there. It's right out there in the streets. But we need to be able to listen to wisdom's voice, and we don't want to remain willfully ignorant.